This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What brings you guys out here?
I am out here because I think it would be criminal for John Roberts to be able to come to town without being reminded of how many people disagree with his policies.
And what are some of the things that are being most protested here and being spoken out about?
I think there's a huge range of people, actually. I'm sure that a lot of people are here because they're dismayed with the court's decision that they handed down yesterday, their preliminary decision about disallowing trans folks in the military. A lot of people are certainly upset still about the overturn of Roe v. Wade, about the Dobbs decision. There are probably some folks who are upset about Citizens United. On any given day, I'm more upset about him undoing the Voting Rights Act. I don't know. What's the most irritating decision for you that this court has made?
Saying the president is a king.
Oh, that's right. Immunity. Yes, a lot of people are probably quite upset about that.
What do you make of the turnout so far? I know it's still early and there's another hour or so until the actual event takes place, but there's a decent amount of people that have shown up here.
I think it's okay. We've talked to a bunch of people. We've been able to give them some handouts and engage in a little conversation, and mostly I think it's clear to security and to the hotel and to many of the people who are attending that this doesn't go unremarked, and none of us think that it's acceptable.
Now, I know in the past that Supreme Court justices, a lot of them were supposed to be non-affiliated with political parties or anything like that. Do you feel that justices, no matter what party they may be a part of, though, should try to stay? I mean, you made mention that Roberts is more supposed to be more moderate, but do you feel that they should be solely staying out of politics for the most part?
I think it would be great if they were upholding the law and upholding justice and equality and keeping us to some sort of founding notions of equity in this country and fairness.
Do you feel that they should be more impartial openly, or do you feel that it's sometimes maybe more comfortable that they know, you know what their side of things may be?
I think that many of us differ on that. I was just talking with a friend who said that he actually appreciates when you know exactly where a justice comes from. The problem with Roberts, of course, is that he wants to convey the fact that he is moderate, that he listens to everybody, when in fact he's anything but moderate. He is in favor of discrimination. He is absolutely against equality. He's absolutely not in the court of women, of Muslims, of gay people, of trans people. Like, that's shocking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.